You know, there were 20 events alone between 2014 and 2015, and the trend continues with these incidents in 2016 and 2017, with a total of 27 to date here in the United States. I also read in another article that worldwide there's been 918 Islamic terrorist attacks in 46 countries across the world. And in those attacks, 6,000 plus people perished because of that, where another 7,000 were injured or maimed in some way, shape, or form. That is an epidemic, and it's coming to America. You know, there's some other notable facts that come out of this, and one of them is the fact that the majority of these shooters here in the U.S. are young males. 40% of these shooters commit suicide at the end of their reign of terror, which tells me two things. One is they didn't want to live, so they had nothing to lose, which give them much more ability to go out and shoot people, finding target-rich environments to take people out. And then you look at the fact that 69% of these incidents took 5 minutes or less to do. That is a short period of time, especially when you have such massive chaos going on in an enclosed area. Nearly 50% of those were done in less than 2 minutes. What does that tell you about these types of situations? You don't have much time to react, not to mention the fact that the cavalry is not coming anytime soon. Matter of fact, 60% of these incidents were done before the police department or some form of help came to these locations. It is a lifetime of terror when those types of situations come into play. And most people, as we're discussing today, have no idea what to do when the shooting starts. You know, you look at some of the shooting incidents that we've seen over the last, 10 years, and just going through a real quick look at it, you've got Sandy Hook Elementary School that occurred in Newton, Connecticut, where 29 children and some teachers were killed in that school because of an individual who really, I think, was having serious mental problems and was able to get a hold of guns that he should never have gotten a hold of. You look at Fort Hood, Texas, where Major Hassan shot 45 people, killing 13 of them. And on his card, he said, a messenger of God or a warrior of God. He had it on his card. And our own government could not figure out what this gentleman was doing. You look at Virginia Polytechnical Institute, VTI, there's 49 casualties in that shooting, 33 deaths in a college, in a university. Kids don't go to school to die, they go to school to learn. Although in this day and age with the way the schools are going, I'm not sure that they should be there. They should be learning something other than that. You had the Cinema Century 16 theaters in Aurora, Colorado, where 70 casualties occurred with 12 deaths. And then you have the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, which is my hometown, 102 casualties with 49 dead. You know, that was a perfect example of a building being cased by a terrorist. He built his plan around that. He went in there and he annihilated those people. And the story I got from one of my friends who was on the SWAT team in the Orlando Police Department told me when we got there that basically the shooting was over. All they had to do was go in and take him down because there weren't any people left to shoot from what he said. Matter of fact, he said that this gentleman went from person to person shooting them as they lay on the floor. Some of them begging for their lives as he shot them in the head or shot them in the chest. These people don't care. They do not care about you. They do not care about me. They will kill, you know, at the drop of a hat. And then you have the latest one, which is Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, 450 casualties with 58 dead. I would argue that if some of these people had learned or knew what we're about to talk about today, they might have survived. Now, having said that, you know, I don't want to create a stir over that, but it's a sad state of affairs when these people are dying like that. So let's talk a little bit about an active shooter situation. Active shooter situations are very, very difficult to get your head around when you're in the middle of them. You and I, as human beings, we operate on visual knowledge. What we see going on, that gives us information and we respond to that information. A lot of times in an active shooter situation, you may not be the first one to come into contact with the shooter. You may be in a back room, you may be in the kitchen, you may be in an office, doing something, and all you hear is shots fired. And shots fired inside of a building are very, very different from shots fired outside of a building. When you shoot a firearm in a building, the echo is such that it travels through the hallways, and it can be very misleading as to really where the shots are coming from. So your first instinct is to say, okay, where's the shot coming from? Well, in the midst of that, you're also hearing screaming. You may have somebody that's been fatally wounded who's crying for help. There's a lot of chaos that goes into that. So then you start thinking, okay, what do I do? I'm stuck in this room. And then you have this knowledge gap. You know, is this person bigger than me? Is this person stronger than me? What kind of weapon is he carrying? You know, is it a handgun? Is it a long gun? And that matters, and you'll understand why later. Can I get close to them? Is there something I can do to stop them? Can I find cover and concealment? You know, Jason talked a little bit about cover and concealment, and we'll talk more about that. That's a very, very, very critical piece of knowledge that you need in this type of situation. A concealment is not going to necessarily protect you from the impact of a bullet. You know, I love watching these Hollywood movies where you have these guys and they're shooting through the middle of a door, and yet the guy's leaning against the wall right next to the door, and they don't think to shoot through a wall. A bullet goes through gypsum drywall just as easily as it goes through an open door. There's really not a lot to protect you there. But